Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Because the changes in the SAT are part of an effort by the College Board to reduce advantages for affluent students who are often coached and tutored for the test, we wanted to take a closer look at that. Alyssa Spellman, executive director of the group Breakthrough Greater Boston, is an organization that helps prepare low-income students for college, and she joins us in the studio to talk about that. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So first off, tell us what we know right now about the differences in the SAT and the ACT in terms of the socioeconomic gap among students.
Across college admissions testing, we're seeing a real discrepancy in terms of performance for low-income students and high-income students. And I think a lot of that can be attributed to the academic achievement gap that we already see for students, as well as then all of the money that and resources that high-income students are able to dedicate to preparing for those exams.
So there is then a difference right now in students who are prepared for the ACT and the SAT. What do we know?
What you see is that the performance more closely mirrors family income level than it does performance in college. So we're not able to tell by looking at test scores whether students are going to actually succeed in college and how they've done academically in high school, as well as you can tell whether they came from a low-income or a high-income background.
So if the SAT makes these changes and they're more geared toward reflecting students' performance in high school as opposed to just a test, do you think that will help?
I think it has the potential to help. I don't think high-income students and their families are going to stop having them pay for extra support for taking private classes, for getting tutoring, and so that discrepancy could remain. I think one of the things that was most exciting in the announcement was the partnership with Khan Academy and the possibility of having free online test preparation, but it has to be equivalent to that private test preparation or there's still two classes.
And how do you think is the best way to address that in terms of would there be more intensive online free preparation from Khan Academy and would that help sort of level the playing field a bit?
It has to be the same quality and the same depth of preparation as the private test preparation, but that is definitely one of the big challenges I know for us in serving students is figuring out how can we provide them with that expensive test preparation.
If there is this shift, though, in the test away from sort of memorizing and taking a more maybe holistic approach toward what students are doing in high school, won't that automatically help?
You know, even areas like the vocabulary that they're talking about, making that more relevant words that you could see in college and careers, that's an advantage of it being something that hopefully all students have had exposure to. But one of the questions I was asking is, will it be words that students have seen in high school or students don't see until college? Because if it's college-based words, then again, there might be a discrepancy where you're seeing students whose families went to college have had exposure to those words, whereas students who will be first in their families to attend college have not.
Aside from the free online test prep, what other changes are you looking forward to here? Is the elimination of the essay a good thing?
I think the removal of the penalty for guessing and sort of a shift from a focus on test-taking strategies and skills to academic strategies and skills is really significant. It's well worth it for education organizations and schools to be working with students on how to support their thinking, how to pull quotes from text to as evidence, which is something that's being asked of in this SAT. That's a great move as opposed to spending a lot of time working on test-taking skills and strategies specifically.
Explain what Breakthrough Greater Boston does and how it helps lower-income students.
Breakthrough Greater Boston is an organization that's working to get predominantly low-income first-generation students to four-year college. We are an early intervention college access program, so we start with students in sixth grade and stay with them for 6 years.
Alyssa Spellman, executive director of Breakthrough Greater Boston, on changes to the SAT, which are set to be introduced by the College Board in 2016. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.